Good morning. I'm the Reverend Pastor John David Bryant, worshiping and serving with the good people who God gathers as Joy Lutheran Church here in Palm Bay, Florida. Today we are going to celebrate Ascension. That day falls in the 2021 calendar year on May 13th. And as many know, when a major festival in the life of the church falls midweek or on a time during the regular weekday rather than Sunday, we transfer that to the nearest Sunday, and that's what we are doing now. Let's take a moment to be still in the presence of our God, and then we will pray the prayer of the day together. I'll read the gospel, and then we will share the sermon. We pray. Almighty God, your blessed Son, our Savior Jesus Christ, ascended far above all heavens that he might fill all things. Mercifully give us faith to trust that, as Jesus promised, Jesus abides with us on earth to the end of time, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. This is the Holy Gospel of our Lord, according to St. Luke, the 24th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said to the 11 and to those with them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures. And Jesus said to them, "Thus it is written that the Messiah is to suffer and to rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins is to be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. And see, I am sending upon you what my Father promised. So stay here in the city until you have been clothed with power from on high." Then Jesus led them out as far as Bethany, and lifting up his hands, he blessed them. While Jesus was blessing them, he withdrew from them and was carried up into heaven. And they worshiped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy. And they were continually in the temple, blessing God. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. We live down here in Palm Bay on what we call the Space Coast. In fact, our area code is 3, 2, 1, lift off, right? This is not new news to many of you. Perhaps it's new news to those who don't live in our region. But this week, we've launched another 60 Starlink satellites. So far, that makes 1,445 that have gone up. And thankfully enough, despite the power of gravity, not a one of them has come down yet. Don't we prefer to go up rather than to come down? Isn't this why Hidden Figures movie heroines Katherine Johnson, Dorothy Vaughn, and Mary Jackson ascend the ladder in NASA, going up all the while pressing against race and gender prejudice to win the space race, to defy and break the power of gravity, to make astronaut John Glenn go up and around rather than to go around and down? Let's go up. Let's not stay down. Isn't this our desire? Aren't we called to rise up rather than to tumble down? We want ascension lives, don't we? Except we have some odd notions of what ascension and ascension lives means. And it's these odd notions that keep holding us down. Our mistaken notions blind us to the truth that flesh has already risen as high as flesh can go. In fact, human flesh is seated at the right hand of the Father in the ascended Lord Jesus Christ. And somehow it seems that too often we're blinded to this truth, so we stay busy, busily hopping and jumping up and down and hopping and jumping and hopping and jumping in all efforts that we can create to somehow manufacture our own ascension. this odd notion, an interesting pattern that flows out of this odd notion, keeps us misunderstanding God, buying into Bette Midler's foolish lyric that says, God is watching us from a distance. It is a catchy tune, and I actually like the song, but it makes it seem as if God is peering at us from around the rings of Saturn, somewhere up there, far, far away from all the rest of us, way, way, way down here. Because we buy into this notion, we continue to jump around furiously, fervently, frequently, furtively, all the while seeking to rise. And as a result, we use elitism, competition, judgment, comparison, pride, and other such things to shoot for the moon. We pull ourselves up as we push others down. They must go lower in order for us to go higher. We jump full force into making ours an ascension life, never counting its cost to relationships and intimacy. And we push wedges of separation between self, between others, between God, all the while going down, 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 while trying to go up, up, up. And so in this fashion, we miss the truth that our ascension life is already ours through Jesus. The ascension of Jesus already shapes our life. And just as the cross of Jesus is the cure for our living, so the ascension of Jesus is the cure for our wedge pushing of separation and any and all efforts that we manufacture to self-ascend. Jesus has the only real ascension life, the life of the one who lays it down for the sheep, that takes that life up to the Father for all the sheep. All this for me. All this for you. All this for every one of us. All this even if there had been just one of us. Our Lord's ascension is about presence rather than absence, about Jesus filling all this with his fullness. It's not about being left behind, but it's about Jesus here, there, and absolutely everywhere. And this is a relational everywhere, much more than it is a locational everywhere. Isn't this what fuels the question, why do you stand looking up to heaven? Isn't this about abundant presence, fullest relationship, Jesus absolutely everywhere for absolutely everyone? The question propels us to realize that what compels us to jump about in order to create our own ascension life under our own self-assumed ascension power actually obscures its view, inhibits its existence, causing us ultimately to miss the gift, the complete gift of it all. The resurrection of Jesus is victory over death. The ascension of Jesus raises humanity to the right hand of the Father where it is seated. Jesus' ascension jumps up human flesh, your flesh, my flesh, to the highest station of all. Their flesh experiences both the splendor and the glory of the divine. Ascension completes resurrection, which is how come ascension completes the Easter season. This is about releasing. It's not about grabbing, grasping, and grappling. So how do we ascend is never our question. That question has already been answered in Jesus. Our question is this: what is holding me down? What should we, what must we release? Malice, guile, anger, entitlement, insincerity, envy, slander, addiction, having to be right, seeking to be in control, striving to show that we're enough? Is it pride, indifference, jealousy, perfectionism, apathy, self-righteousness? Is it whining over minutia, or is it poutiness? These forces are the gravity that holds us down. What gravity pulls you down and holds you down? What gravity causes you to miss your part in the ascension of Jesus? Gravity is a force that doesn't come from without, from creation, from the chances and changes of life, is it? Don't we already know that gravity comes from within? What gravity pulls you down, holds you down, prevents your flight? Where's the gravity that pulls you down, holds you down, takes you down, lays you low? A grave pulled Jesus down, and grace raised Jesus up. From the dusty, deeping tomb, Jesus had only one direction to go: up. Even in our dusty, deeping tombs, God gives grace to rise, to go up, to ascend. What pulls you down brings with it a grace that enables you to go up. What pulls you down shows you the way to Christ's ascension life for you. And therein lies hope, for you can trust that whatever pulls you down, grace will still pull you up. Just ask Jesus. Hard to get further down than a tomb, right? And surely can't get up any higher than the right hand of the Father. Find that gravity. Come to terms with what you see, and grace will make you ascend. But realize, we will never ascend to any new heights by standing around here looking up. But what if instead we choose to look in? What might that look like? What might we see? To what ascension heights might God's grace propel us if rather than look around, we look within? Amen.